we've shared today is not about revenge, but of rage and resistance. At the beginning of this story, interspecies relations were not yet forbidden. Two beings were caught in desire, a river and a human. From this love, a generation called the Dissidentix were revealed to the world. They exposed the porosity between spaces and species. After some liquid years, they took flesh and form and reached the shores, living between water and land, breathing in the shadow. At dawn, they can be observed dancing madly on the waves, which rising joyously heralded at the floods, feared as well as anticipated. To supposedly avoid all their alleged catastrophes, the power tried to break their strength with bells, but they danced on even more. Finally, the bell's clappers fell under his helpless gaze. He took this as an affront, unable to tolerate any surges, launched his offensive in the rage. Protecting their offspring, the Dissidentix drowned their children in wells, fountains, and springs. These liquefied in the waves, joining the valley's water. To restore what he called the natural ardor of everything, the power set the rivers ablaze, burning descendants and currents, infantants and diary, infantants and diary, infantants and diary. Dissidentix formed an immense lake that swallowed in a single night all the surrounding villages. The valley was then deserted. One can even now observe the large church bell tower floating on the water's surface, sole witness to this story, now submerged as well. she was seen rubbing against the sloppy rocks of the water upon this shore, revealing her naked buttocks in connection with the stone. Such loves being forbidden, 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 despite what she had to offer in exchange for protective silence. The sexuality of docile beings would be
terrible storms littered
with kitchens and bathrooms.
Same time, or spirits and presence.
flowing from sinks and showers, dripping from radiators, from toilets, glasses of water. They called all their dissidentics to the promised waters at last. When they still had a tongue, they poured it into the ears to wash away all the bullshit heard. The tales that had been told at the cradle to smother the water of little girls, their desire to be taken by the waves, to circling penises, to lick clitorises later. Offer to inhale, transform the bones of the infantix into a multitude of stories, blurring all upon the
thank you.
bodies, the hybridization, the power closed, the water pipes, and blast them away. Dynamite shattered pipes, ducts, skin taps, gutters, sinks, water, bodies, rivers, tunnels, limbs, and sky. The executioners burned the remains, flushing the ashes down the toilets, seeking to scare those that would join the zombie mermaid. They had to leave traces and traumatic sweat in the flesh of generations. Project needs Cervantes. Wounds must produce soldiers for wars and metalworking in a legal framework structured by inheritance of those who are already powerful. The material abysses of those who know how to burst themselves is what most frightens the power, who shudders at their return to the day when aquatic ancestors had not yet crawled ashore, perpetuating his anxiety of the humanity that refuses all norms. Hatred arose and spread under the skin, in an afterlife, until the executioners were terrified by their own violence, turning them into mass murderers. But massacres only frighten those who have not already lost everything they had in the water. Four hearts and the brains of the executioners. But what he has not yet understood is that today the story is not about revenge, but of rage and resistance. Terminated.